Hello everyone, I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. God is omniscient. He knows everything. He loves you anyway, and He has a plan for you.
I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Plans to prosper you. Never to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. These are the plans. These are the plans. These are the plans I have for you. Never fails.
I know the plans.
I know the plans
I have for you.
Oh yes.
Declares the Lord.
Oh, oh yeah, yeah.
I know the plans.
Thank you, Lord. God's word, and His word never fails you. Oh, yes, He does. Promises are true. Ooh, yeah.
all-knowing, Heavenly Father. We step into your presence understanding that you have infinite insight into all things past, present, and future. Nothing is hid from you. As we look into your word, we see that you knew us even before creation. The fact that you are our creator and that you love us is mind-blowing, to say the least. Thank you, God, that as Christians we know that all of our sin has been forgiven. When we sin, we don't need to be afraid that you're going to find out and punish us. That punishment was taken on the cross of Calvary. Help us to get a grasp of true reality, that you see us clothed in righteousness. Our sin has been taken out of the picture as far as the east is from the west. Your love and foreknowledge allows you to see and then lovingly, as only a father could, direct our steps through this minefield that we call life. We worship you for the awesome God that you are. Amen.
Are there things inside your heart you think no one understands? Do you smile and face them on your own? And when it's late at night and there's no one else around, does your smile disappear when you're alone? My Father knows just what you're going through. My Father knows he's reaching out to you. And there's no need to run from him. He loves you so. Just come to him. My Father knows. There's no need to run away. You cannot hide from him, for he sees the hurt you have inside. And when no one seems to care or even understand, he is always there. In him you can confide. My Father knows just what you're going through. My Father knows he's reaching out to you. And there's no need to run from him. He loves you so. Just come to him. My Father knows. Come to him, my Father
still my soul. Be still my soul. Cease from the labor and the toil. Refreshing spring of peace await. The troubled minds and hearts that ache, be still my soul.
Thank you.
We appreciate you joining us during this Call to Worship and Praise today. We offer a convenient email service that will provide you with information about each week's Call to Worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. To subscribe to this free weekly email service, simply visit our website, calltoworship.us. Then enter your email address in the very bottom right in order to subscribe. Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things are there for you on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Well, maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm happy that you do. I hope you will contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they are a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift. But maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at calltoworship.us. Thank you for listening today. I pray that this is a valuable part of your worship.
Precious head, they placed a crown of thorns. They laughed and said, "Behold the King." They struck him and they cursed him and mocked his holy He suffered everything.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for our call to worship. folks, it will change your life when you get a good grasp on the reality that God knows you. He really, really knows you intimately. He knows all about you. That secret sin that you think is okay since it doesn't affect anyone, well, He knows about that. We cannot hide from God. He is omniscient. He knows everything. An infinite awareness, understanding, and an insight into all things. Hebrews 4. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes. And He is the one to whom we are accountable. And before you get all freaked out about that fact, you can be at peace about it if you are a born-again Christian. The Bible states the reality that old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to Himself through Christ. When you trust God to save you, He saves you from the penalty of sin. And God tells us that we should not take that for granted and continue sinning because, well, after all, we don't have any penalty. Listen to Romans 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? And we know that we are forgiven, but sin still has its consequences. Some leave pretty deep scars on our lives, emotionally, and in some cases, scars on our bodies. Galatians 6, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Be at peace, knowing that, yes, God knows all about you, and He still loves you unconditionally. Because we're saved by grace and not by our works. Ephesians chapter 2. But God, who's rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. From Ephesians chapter 1, all praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. And since He knows every detail of our lives, He knows our needs and will meet every one of them. In Philippians 4, we find Paul's testimony that, at the moment, I have all I need and more. I'm generously supplied with the gifts you sent me with Epaphroditus. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now all glory to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1. God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and His Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you've obeyed Him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace. Friend, as you accept the reality that God knows everything about you, and the more you understand about His love, the easier it will be for you to walk through this life with peace of mind. As Christians, we can all enjoy His unspeakable joy and be excited about it every day as He leads us until we see Him face to face someday soon.
My God is faithful, for not one promise He has made has gone unfulfilled. All according to His will, and He is able. For by His grace He supplies my every need. Oh, His faithfulness exceeds beyond what I can see, and God is worthy. If not another blessing came, I'd still give Him praise. All the balance of my days, and He's forgiving. And though I've caused Him much pain, still He calls me friend. His love and grace exceed beyond what I can see. He's busy watching over me. He's
the universe from his throne on high. But when I need attention, he is by my side. He's watching me. Yes, he's watching me. He's a busy God, but on his list of things to do, his number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making rain. But he'll stop what he's doing when I speak his name. 'Cause he's watching me. He might be busy painting rainbows or making demons flee, but he'll still find the time to make some time for you and me. There's nothing, no, no, nothing he would rather do. He knows when I'm in trouble, he don't miss a thing. One eye's on that sparrow and the other one's on me. He's watching me. Yes, he's watching me. He's a busy God, but on his list of things to do, his number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making rain. But he'll stop what he's doing when I speak his name. He's a busy God, but on his list of things to do, his number one priority is watching me and you. He's taking care of business, feeding birds and making rain. But he'll stop what he's doing when I speak his name. 'Cause he's watching me. Yes, he's watching me. Well, he's watching me.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song. Our God is omniscient, all-knowing. He knows all about you and loves you with an unfailing love. I hope that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you're not a believer, please stop and listen. God is personally calling you today. Believe Jesus, and you will be saved from the penalty of your sin. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Pray this simple prayer right now. Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner. Please forgive my sins and come into my life as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Friend, if you prayed this prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ promised to come into your heart, forgive your sins, and give you a new life. You can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Hebrews 4. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes, and He is the one to whom we are accountable. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help when we need it most. Thank you.
there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No. So high and holy, no, not one, no, not one, and yet no friend is so meek and lowly, no, not one, no, not one.
He will.